From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. The hazing death of a drum major is now threatening Florida A&M University's accreditation. Marfa Hinton tells us what it could mean for the nation's largest historically black college.
The regional accrediting organization has placed the school on probation for a year. And if AMU doesn't have its act together in 12 months, it could lose its accreditation. If that happens, students won't be able to receive federal financial aid. The Southern Association of Colleges and Schools Commission on Colleges began investigating the school after the hazing death of drum major Robert Champion. FAMU's interim president says the accrediting agency had questions about student safety. It also found problems with financial records associated with the ban. Apparently, the university did not show adequate oversight of expenses and finances associated with the famed Marching 100. Since Champion's death, the school has suspended the ban. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
Jobless benefits may be cut off for more than 100,000 Floridians at the end of the month. Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity is sending notices to those receiving emergency unemployment compensation from the federal government, saying their benefits will expire on December 29th if Congress does not extend them. The program, which began in 2008, provides temporary extended help to workers who've used up all their state benefits. The state of Florida is also lowering the amount of weeks jobless workers can receive regular benefits from 23 to 19, beginning in January. Governor Rick Scott says he'll push for legislation to create an inspector general position within citizens' property insurance. The governor's own inspector general is investigating citizens for lavish spending and the firing of four ethics investigators. Tia Mitchell in the Herald Times Tallahassee Bureau says media coverage of the scandalous behavior and ethical lapses within citizens' leadership has gotten the governor's attention.
He says taxpayers should have the assurances that everything that's happening at citizens is legal and above board. So he believes that to make sure that citizens is operating correctly, there should be an inspector general there.
The legislature would have to approve the new position. The new hire would be able to audit the state-run insurer and conduct investigations without the fear of being fired. The Miami Foundation is in the process of sponsoring a 24-hour online charity drive. It's part of a nationwide effort to make today, December 12th, Give Back Day. During Give Miami Day, people can browse profiles of hundreds of nonprofits in the county and donate their support. Javier Soto is president of the CEO of the Miami Foundation. He says the event lines up well with the foundation's mission to make philanthropy easy and enjoyable.
The organizations that are benefiting from this event are organizations that throughout the year make incredible contributions to our quality of life, help those most in need in our community, help foster the arts, all sorts of things that are impacted thanks to the work of these nonprofit organizations.
A percentage of every donation will be matched by the foundation. The website to give is givemiami.org, and the event runs through midnight. And from Miami, GiveMiamiDay.org, I should say, and from the Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.